Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, Wayne Ramon. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, busy day in sports this week. You know, we're going to talk about what went down with the Mets and the Phillies, and, of course, Yankees versus the Brewers, and, of course, we're going to preview the upcoming Subway Series that starts tomorrow night. And, of course, you know, we're going to recap the NBA playoffs with the Nets finally winning a game yesterday. We'll get more into that. Talk about a little bit about the NFL draft. Talk about, you know, the Rangers trying to avoid elimination tonight as they're down 3-2. And, you know, of course, as we always do, we're going to end the show with a little WWE sports entertainment and, of course, a little TNA news at the end. So let's get straight to the show. So let's talk about the Mets. Mets, you know, they avoid being swept by the Phillies this afternoon. And it's been basically, you know, a long road for the you know the Mets to try to finally win a game with the Phillies, because all those games were like, especially Friday night's game, it was real ugly. I mean, the Mets left 15 people on base. I think the Phillies left like 14 or so. I mean, it was an ugly game. Phillies, you know, they won the game by the final score of, I think it was, 3-2, I think it was, or 4-3, I can't remember. It was a one-run game, but it was a really ugly game. I think the score was 5-4 on Friday night. I'm trying to remember. Marlon Byrd, he knocked in the game winner. So he beat his former. But, you know, it was an ugly game, but, you know, I think the Phillies won 3-2, and then that day, then yesterday, you know, it was a long game as well, and, you know, Phillies went on to win that game by the final score of 5-4, and now today, you know, the Mets, Jonathan Nese gave up 3 runs, he almost lost the game, but thanks to a rally by the Mets in the bottom of the ninth, they scored 3 runs, highlighted by Daniel Murphy's 2-run home run.
Yep.
Which would cut the lead to 4-3, and then afterwards they tacked on a run in the ninth to tie the game, and then in the bottom of the 11th, Ruben Tejada, who's been having a horrible season with the Mets ever since, he's been having a horrible season, you know, this year, and not to mention last year, he hasn't lived up to the potential. The Mets, you know, got him, you know, brought him up to the team for. However, he came through today. So, with that said, you know, the Mets are, you know, they snapped their, 5-game losing streak, or this would have been their 5-game losing streak. But in any case, now they look forward to facing your Yankees, who lost today. And with that, I'll let you say, you know, give us a little feedback on how the Yankees, last series with the Brewers was.
Well, they bit on Friday night, it was Tanaka versus Gallardo, I think. And Tanaka ended up winning that game on Friday, struck out 7 Brewers, blocked a 3-1 home run, the second home run of his career. And Yankees ended up winning that game on Friday, 5-3. Then yesterday, CC Sabathia allowed 3 home runs to his former team. And the Yankees, unfortunately, ended up losing a close game yesterday, 5-4. So today was the rubber game. And it was, who was on the mound today? It was Phelps. And who's pitching for the Brewers? Matt Garza. And Garza struggled early. He gave up 3 runs in the first inning alone. But he settled down after that a bit. Yankees didn't score again until the 7th inning. Milwaukee took a 5-4 lead to the 9th inning. K-Rod was, you know, going to close the game. And with two outs, Teixeira came out to the plate. He fouled a couple of pitches, got a few balls, I think, and he hit a home run off of K-Rod. So your boy K-Rod ended up blowing a save for the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, on to the bottom ninth inning, Yankees could not hold on to bring this to the 10th inning. And with two outs in the bottom of ninth, Mark Reynolds ended up getting a single ground ball to left field, and Ricky Weeks scored, and Brewers ended up getting a walk-off win, 6-5. So Yankees, you lose the series 2-1, and tomorrow, as you said, you'll go on to face the Mets Subway Series at the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bronx, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Saturday night, Bernie Brewer came, he came so many times he almost passed out. But yeah, you know, Sabathia, he needs to bounce back, man. He hasn't pitched that well since his first season with the Yankees.
Well, I would say his first few seasons were good. The last few seasons have been inconsistent. His best season was his first year here, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He's now on the injury list. He's the Yankees have placed him on a 15-day DL because of a knee injury. So it looks like he is injured right now.
Yeah, he's going to need that time to reflect, you know, heal himself up physically and most likely mentally, because this is really psychological. I mean, this guy was one of the best aces in the game, and now it's like, you know, he's trying to bounce back from last year, which he had a horrible year. I mean, I know he was 13-13, but, I mean, he was really horrible. I mean, this guy is supposed to be the ace, and he hasn't brought it.
Yeah, and he lost weight, but losing the weight hasn't helped. So, I know, he needs to find a way to regain his form, the old TC.
His weight isn't the only thing he lost. He lost his mystique.
Yeah.
I mean, like, especially when that year when he was with the Brewers. I mean, not to mention the year he went with the Yankees and the championship year. But that year when he went to the, when he got traded to the, from Cleveland to the Brewers, I mean, this guy, he willed the Brewers to the playoffs that year. I think that was in, 07?
Yeah,
if I'm mistaken.
True.
So, yeah, I mean, he needs to get back to that CC, that old CC.
Yeah, well, he is getting up there. He's 33.
Oh, yeah,
he's getting up there in age. So, but, I mean, yeah, we need to see him perform like he did his first year with the Yankees. I mean, I'm looking at his first year with the Yankees. It was 19-8. Second year is 21-7. Third year is 19-8. Fourth year is 15-6. Last year, just one game over 500, 14-13. So, I mean, we need to see him, you know, regain his form like he was, you know, play the same way he was his first few years with this organization.
And what was his ERAs these last couple of seasons?
Last year is really his bad season. The other season had been modest. I mean, his first year, he had a 3.3 ERA. Second year, 3.1. Third year, 3.0. Fourth year, 3.3. Last year was a 4.7. So last year was his worst season with the Yankees.
Yeah, last year was clearly his worst year. So the other years, he did well. I mean, but last year was really dreadful.
Yeah. We need to see him pitch like we're he's capable of pitching. Hopefully, this time on the DL will bring it back to form. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely see about that. And Colon's gonna pitch tomorrow night against his former team, the Yankees.
Yeah.
So, that should be definitely interesting to see. And one more Met news is that Rafael Montero, one of the Mets' top pitching prospects, he might make his major league debut on Wednesday night, replacing Henry Mejia in the starting rotation. So that's something worth watching on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Eric Campbell, a prospect from the Mets who just got called up yesterday. He got his major league hit. After last night, he got his first RBI, via sacrifice fly. So congratulations to him.
Congrats.
Let's see. Let's shift gears. But, of course, folks, you guys know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to give us any of the thoughts of these topics we're covering today, and let your voice be heard. But let's, shift gear to the NFL draft. And, of course, the Jets and Giants, they made their picks. And the first overall pick in the NFL draft was Javon Clowney, which everybody expected the Texans to draft. So congratulations to Clowney. And, just made some nice moves in the draft. They drafted Jason Amaro, who should definitely help them out. you know, with their offense, you know, coming up next year. So, I mean, not to mention they made other draft picks as well, but, you know, it should be interesting, you know, what the Jets do this upcoming season. And what's your thoughts on the Jets and Giants, you know, picks?
Well, I really love the Giants pick. Well, I'm picking Odell Beckham as a 12th overall pick, wide receiver. He's going to fill the gap left by Akeem Nicks. And, yes, some people are saying Giants had the best first round than any of the other teams in NFL. But, yeah, that's a great pick. I mean, you're talking about one of the best wide receivers in the nation. Played for LSU, speedy guy. A lot of people say he's kind of like DeSean Jackson, very fast, very talented guy. I think him and Manning are going to be a very great 1-2 punch. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think that was a great pick by the Giants.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's definitely another thing worth watching, you know, because Manning's trying to rebound from his horrible year last year.
Yeah, so. Giants, they've done a lot this offseason. They're talking, there's Super Bowl talks again with this team, you know? Well, we'll see when the season starts, but I like what they've been doing so far.
Definitely. You know, we just got to wait and see what goes on. You know,
Gary Reese, he does a good job of drafting and getting free agents. That's, you know, why the Giants tend to compete every year or every couple of years, you know?
Not to mention they stole Rodgers Cromartie from the Jets, who was trying to sign him in the off season, but Giants in the last hour basically stole him from you know, the Jets potentially signing him as a free agent.
Yeah, that's hey. you guys should offer him the money, man. You can't be waiting.
They offered him the money. It's just that the Giants, you know, I guess Jerry Reese got the mystique from the Super Bowl and he just got him to sign. Or maybe he's upset that, you know, they released his cousin, Antonio Cromartie. So, I don't know.
Oh.
But really? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just...
Wait, Cromartie had his cousin playing on the Jets also?
No. Rodgers Cromartie, I think he was playing, what was it, on Green Bay Packers, I think? Or was it Cowboys? I think it might have been Green Bay. I can't remember.
Right. Antonio was on, Antonio. I'm thinking of Antonio. Antonio was the one on Jets.
Yeah, but they released
They
released Cromartie in the offseason, and they were going to try to sign his cousin, you know, Rodgers Cromartie.
Right.
You know, they were reportedly they offered him a deal, but, you know, Giants out of nowhere came in. And, you know, took him from you know, the Jets, you know, possibly signing him.
Yeah.
So, that's that. And, in other news, you know, congratulations to, you know, all the draft picks who were signed. And, of course, the other major news is that Michael Sam, you know, the first openly gay football player, he got drafted by, you know, his local team. The St. Louis Rams. So, you know, congratulations to him, you know, being a ninth pick.
Congrats.
For that franchise. Well, I guess we'll shift gears to, what was I going to say, to the NBA. And, of course, you know, Nets finally won a game yesterday, you know, after being down, you know, 2-0. And Nets, you know, they're going to try to even up the series. You know,
that's, they had a lot of luck, I say. 15 three-pointers, I mean, that will win you any game.
Oh, yeah. That's not like the blueprint to a Knicks win.
Yeah. That's exactly what the Knicks used last season to beat the Miami Heat three times in the regular season. So, but I still think the Heat will win the series in five or six. So.
I think so, too. I definitely agree with that.
I mean, the Boston Nets are an old team. Ernest Pierce, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they have, the only thing they have on their side is that they have battle-tested, you know, veterans, as you mentioned, aforementioned, you know, Pierce and Garnett. But man, the game, it was a game, game two. Darren Williams, he didn't do anything that game.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna need him to be consistent. They're gonna need him to be consistent if they're gonna have a chance to pull this one out.
But he played well in game three, so
that's a good start. That's a good start, but he gotta be consistent. He really has to be consistent because they need him. He's their star player, you know.
Oh yeah.
If he goes, the Nets will go far into the, you know, playoff. But they have to try to upset the Nets. I mean, the Heat, which that seems impossible. But you know, we'll see. They got the talent to do it, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
Neither do I.
And
by the way, NBA update. I was watching the OKC and the Clipper game. Mm-hmm. LA Clippers just overcame a 22-point deficit to beat the OKC Thunder today.
Mm-hmm.
101-99. So Clippers ended up tying the series 2-2 going back to OKC.
Thanks for the update. And you stole my thunder. No pun intended. I was just about to talk about the Thunder and the Clippers, you know. Of course, you know, the Clippers, you know, they're trying to overcome the, you know, recent, you know, controversy with their head coach. You know, I mean, not the head coach. My fault, not the head coach. Their owner, Donald Sterling.
Yep.
But, you know, now the series is even up, so. You know, next week we'll let you know what's going on with the other teams in the playoffs. And a quick Nick news, you know, reportedly Steve Kerr, he wants 5 years, $24 to $30 million, reportedly. So that's really what he wants. He's going to get it because, you know, he's clearly the number one choice for the for Phil Jackson to be the next head coach of the Knicks, so.
Should be good.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got to definitely. He's the man, so if he's the man they're looking for, you know, they got to give him the money he wants. And I think Phil Jackson will.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years, $30 million is nothing to the Knicks. They should be able to afford that.
Yeah. And, of course, Mark Jackson, he got fired by the Warriors, so that's another option for the Knicks. But as of right now, it looks like, you know, Steve Kerr is the 1, 2, and 3 top three choices for the Knicks. So
yeah,
I think right now it's Steve Kerr or bust for the Knicks.
Fuck it.
And let's see what else. Yes, speaking of the other team in the Garden. The Rangers, man, they're in a do or die situation again. They're gonna play game five tonight. If I'm not mistaken, no wait, is it game six? No,
six.
I think it's game six because they're down 3-1. They were gonna no wait, I'm trying to think. No, they're down 3-2.
Yeah,
they're down 3-2 because they won the first game and they've lost these other
three
games.
Three straight.
So yeah, they're gonna, but you know, good thing they rebounded game five because you know they scored they you know they beat the Penguins by the final score of 5-1. But sad news for the Rangers, the newest Ranger, Martin St. Louis, you know, the guy they acquired in the is it Bruce Hart or is it Craig? I forgot the guy's name for whatever reason. My mind is drawing a blank. You know, they traded a top guy, a young guy in their system to get him. His mother passed away.
Wow.
So, you know, my condolences for him. He hasn't had a good season, especially a good postseason for the Rangers. So, you know, my condolences for him, you know, losing his mother.
My condolences, especially on this Mother's Day today. Sad.
Yeah, it is. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, let's shift gears. I guess quickly, the for TNA, Eric Young, the TNA champion, he's going to face off against MVP, who had a heel turn on Thursday night. So if that happens, I'd be that'd be MVP. If MVP wins, I think the event is a Slammiversary. That would be the first time MVP wins, you know, becomes a world champion.
Wow.
So that'd be interesting. And Eric Young is on his first ever title reign right now. So that should be an interesting match coming up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's go to the WWE. Daniel Bryan had a successful title defense against Kane, and it looks like he's not done with the Devil's Favorite Demon because, you know, they had like a horror movie scene, basically, when Kane tried to, you know, abduct, you know, Daniel Bryan's real-life wife, Brie Bella, in a car. So it looks like they're going to continue their feud. And and the Shield and Evolution, their Shield, their rivalry is continuing after they had an awesome match last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that was a great match.
Oh, man, that's one for the ages right there.
And, of course, Shield ended up winning that match.
Oh, yeah. And then on Raw, the Shield defeated no, actually, the Shield got defeated by the Wyatt family, you know, because of interference by Evolution.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt, he defeated John Cena with interference as well by an unlikely source, a weird little kid.
A little boy singing.
Singing a Christian song and turning a Christian song into an eerie song. The you know, he's got the whole world in his hand song. Which distracted John Cena into, you know, losing his match against Bray Wyatt last Sunday in the cage match. So basically, the payback is basically a rematch pay-per-view event because everybody's going to fight against everybody again.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the same. It's a do-over of the pay-per-view.
Exactly. Yeah, and when you think about it, you know, WrestleMania, all these stuff are basically the feuds are still continuing from WrestleMania, basically.
Yeah.
For the most part, or even some of them even go back to Elimination Chamber.
Oh yeah.
But you know, yeah, payback is basically it should have been called redo. Everybody's facing each other again. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, Dean Ambrose. You know, he lost the United States Championship on Monday night. You know, he had a good match. You know, in that 20-man battle royale. But Sheamus, he's the new champion after a suspected heel turn, broke kick Dean Ambrose and then he tossed him out of the ring to eliminate him to become the new United States Champion.
And you're saying there's rumors that he might be joining Evolution.
Yeah, because there's rumors that Batista might leave Evolution after the payback pay-per-view event. So he might join the reformed Evolution. So it should be interesting because Sheamus, like Big Show and Kane, they're way better when they're bad guys than good guys.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of these giant, you know, big, you know, giant guys are, you know. They're better as villains, you know.
Yeah,
this
I
is
agree.
Good, kind of like Kevin Nash when he was Diesel in WWE. Once they turn him to a good guy, you know, they basically water down the gimmick.
Yeah. Kind of like a lovable giant.
And that just doesn't work. The only way that should happen is if they're fighting another giant, menacing giant. But
yeah.
Other than that, giants should always be menacing.
Yep.
All right.
Unless you're Andre the Giant.
Well, yeah, but he started out, he was, you know, he turned around good, you know, good guy, bad guy, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, good. I mean, you know, giants are, to me, are better villains than good guys. Because when they win, it's not an upset. It's kind of like when John Cena wins, you expect him to win.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right.
I'm trying to remember if there's anything else I haven't touched on. Well, Wade Barrett is the new Intercontinental Champion. He defeated Big E Langston Extreme Rules last Sunday. So congratulations to him, and he defended the title on Raw. So he's still the defending Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, and this means that we will no longer see Big E no more.
Basically.
That's basically what WWE's saying. Goodbye, Big E.
Yeah, so when it comes to Big E's career, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. So, yeah, there goes that push.
Yeah, Big E was better when he was the bodyguard for AJ.
Yeah, AJ and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll give him a shot, you know. And, of course, Rusev, you know, he defeated, both men, R-Truth and Xavier Woods. And then he defeated Kofi Kingston both on Raw and SmackDown this week. So Rusev is going to be undefeated for a very long time.
I think after Daniel Bryan beats Kane, I think that'll be Daniel Bryan's number one contender to face at SummerSlam.
Maybe. You might be right about that. I'm thinking more Survivor Series, building him up more.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit too early, but you never know. They did do it with Ryback, so you know anything is possible.
Yeah.
But with that, you know, any last word you'd like to say?
Happy Mother's Day! Check out my show iMac on Saturdays at 11, and check out this show, of course, Sundays at 6.
That's right. You heard the man. Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there, you know, who have kids. You know, we appreciate, you know, from a man's standpoint, you know, we appreciate your sacrifices that you make. So, happy Mother's Day for all the women out there. And of course, check out Mac's show every Saturday at 11.